the Weather Channel.
Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shuka.
Our focus this morning, the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. We've got Oya Oliver, the president and CEO here, along with Steve Carty, the operations manager. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much for giving us the time.
Oya, it's always good to get an update from you, and at the end of the time, it's always there's always a little bit of sadness just because of some of the information you have and that we'll talk about this morning. Steve, it's good to have you here. I have been to the food bank many times, and I think this might be the first time I've seen you not in a forklift. So it's good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, stay busy in the forklift and distributing food, you know, it's just always moving quickly.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, your days, most days, you're busy moving food in and out, I guess.
Yeah. It comes in one door and basically goes out the next, you know, the other door. We're a warehouse, but we don't house food. It just comes in and goes out these days, you know.
Oh, yeah, you have a lot of valuable people, and boy, everybody you've ever had, everybody I've ever met at the food bank, from the time you walk in to the end, are just top notch people. But boy, Steve's really one of your right hand people.
Oh yeah, definitely. We couldn't do it without him. I mean, I'm calling on him 7 days a week, 24/7. Things come up, and even if it's a little donation, sometimes you get a call.
Yeah.
When we're not open. And we hate to miss anything, you know, even if it's a little bag of food, which will maybe provide a couple of meals for somebody. So if I can't make it, I'm always calling Steve, and he's going to run away from me.
No, I'm glad to do that. The mission is so important, no matter what it takes. You know, I'm going to be there. We have a great staff that, you know, that works with us, and whatever it takes to, you know, accomplish our mission.
And it should be pointed out that the both of you are here on a Friday, and a Friday usually is a day off. And you've done this a number of times, Oya, when we've had openings on Fridays, and you've said, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. You guys nice enough to let us have that time, and we're not going to miss out. And we need desperately the help and be visible out there. You know, having the good PR means a lot for us.
Well, it's. I always know that whenever there are, even on days off, you'll come in, and that's as you talk about Steve doing that. That all of you, everybody at the food bank. I know when there are food drives, a lot of times.
Yes.
You've got employees that are going and doing things on Saturdays because it has to get done.
Off day, holiday, anytime. Yeah, we're so grateful to our community. If anything they want to do for us at any time, we got to make sure we're there, receive it, thank them, support them, do all we can.
Well, and we talk about you being here on Friday, and Steve was just mentioning off air that he's going to go. You're going to go get some boxes of cereal after you're done here.
Yeah. When we leave here, I got to meet with the Board of Realtors. They have one of our vans. They had an event last night. They're stuffing the van full of cereal. So we're going to go pick that up and get it back to the food bank. And we're doing a count. The cereal drive happens every year, and it's a great event. The realtors in this area are very helpful and, you know, try to support the mission and get the cereal in the door for the kids.
You were saying their goal was 10,000 boxes?
Yeah, their goal was 10,000. Looks like they're going to meet that goal and probably exceed the goal.
How long, Oya, does 10,000 boxes of cereal last at the food bank?
Oh, as soon as we put a mass email out, that week it's going.
So
it's nice, you know, fresh product and all different variety, and that's something every family can use, and kids love it.
In cereal for families, I mean, if you've gone and priced cereal lately, it's just
very
outrageous.
Expensive. Yeah, $4 or $5 a box. You got 2-3 children, you can use a box. You know, sit around.
Yeah.
Because just like, look how expensive eggs are right now.
Yep.
If you put a couple eggs to each child with the mama, daddy, and all of that, dozen eggs going every morning.
When you, and a lot of groups do these kind of things, when, as we talk this morning, we'll talk about a number of food drives going on. And you think of 10,000 cereal boxes and think that's going to last a lot.
No.
With any of the kind of food that you get in, it's in and out pretty quick.
Very quick. It kind of flows through our warehouse. It's there long enough for us to count and weigh and key into our inventory system.
This is probably a good time of year to talk. To think about and to do food drives, I would think, if individuals, because
yes.
You can, and even if you just do a few of your neighbors or up and down your street, a lot of people do that in communities around here, and it could make a big difference.
Yeah, all those little food drives, you know, when you combine them, and we have 73 other nonprofits, which is our pantries, depends on us for supplies so they can do their distribution, and maybe we get 4 or 5 neighborhood food drive and a couple other children sometimes do for their birthdays and stuff like that. And we can supply one of our pantries, you know, and take care of their mission that they're trying to do for that week. And it looks like we have a lot of food, but it is really, really interesting for anybody to come and watch. Spend a little time with us. Tour our building. And maybe volunteer hour or two. So you get right into, you know, exactly what we're doing and what's going on. And everybody comes to visit the food bank. They leave there with totally different ideas and totally different feeling.
Yeah.
For compassion. What they want to do. Right, Steve?
Yeah, yes. It's amazing. They know what we do, but when they get to see it up close, to see the way, you know, our operations move so quickly, we have a very efficient online ordering system. And as soon as we get the product in, it gets checked, it gets dated, cleaned if necessary. We key it in, like Oye was saying, into our inventory. And 5 minutes later, somebody from their site can order, you know, is ordering it.
Huh.
So then we go get it. We get their orders ready. It's really efficient. It works really well.
One of my kids was involved with volunteering at the food bank a few years ago, and I remember Oya, her coming back and just saying, it took her several days to be trained on things because there's a number of things.
You gotta follow. Yes.
And if you're a volunteer at the food bank, you're working the whole time because there's so much to do.
You sure do. We can use volunteers 7 days a week if we were there.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of, and we cannot survive without volunteers. You know, it's all free man hours. There is no way we can afford to have personnel. We'll be able to work that many hours.
Well, you come in here frequently. Most months, you'll come in at least once a month to talk about food bank things. And I know it was a few years ago when. Because we just talked, and you kept saying to me, "You need to come over and visit us."
Yeah,
and it does. It really,
you know,
changes
it made
your mind.
A difference.
Yeah,
yes.
To see what you think you understand.
That's true.
But you go and you see the work. Yeah. You see people like Steve in the warehouse, and you see what has to
it
be done.
It shows what it takes to put that load into the hands of our pantries.
The Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank is over in the Lee Hill Industrial Park, 371-7666, if you want to give them a call. And you've always said just either call and set something up or just come on by when you're open Monday through Thursday and see things.
And if they want to do anything on our off day, close day, and like the corporations and businesses or families and neighborhoods, they just have to let us know. We make sure we can work with them.
371-7666 for the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. This is the time of year we talk always a lot about turkeys, and we'll do that when we come back. Oya Oliver here, the president and CEO of the food bank, and Steve Carty, the operations manager there. More coming up this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Today's news travels fast. If you've got a hot news tip, welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Oya Oliver and Steve Carty here this morning from the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. We're talking about a lot of needs, and with the holidays not that far away, time to start thinking about helping out the food bank if you can. The Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, the website is fredfood.org, 371-7666 to get a hold of the food bank. Boy, one of the big changes you and I have seen as we've talked over the years is just the availability of turkeys.
Yes.
And because years ago, this really never was an issue. We had plenty of turkeys.
Right. We used to get monetary donations, and we used to do fundraiser ourselves. And then we used to go purchase turkeys or have a lot of turkeys donated to us. Then we were able to cover all the families that we served.
Yeah.
And enough turkeys for our senior program, which was the greatest thing. Put a turkey on each box they get that month. But last couple of years, it's got very tough. We cannot get enough turkeys. We bought some last year. We had a grant from Costco. And this year, we don't have anything coming in, except Giant Food said they will donate us 1,000 turkeys. We need a minimum of 2,500, right, Steve?
Yeah, 2,500 would be what we need. The 1,000 that we're getting from Giant so far is all that's on the calendar coming in.
Yeah.
Wow. So if people want to donate turkeys, this is the time to let you know and to start bringing things by.
Yeah, so we can, you know, give some to our seniors or families or whoever that we can supply, and they need it. It's nice to have a turkey on your dinner table at Thanksgiving because it's like, have some other food. We enjoy it. We have it. We cook turkey, and it's a tradition for since this country was just about found.
Yeah.
Something been going on. And they deserve it too. People depends on us deserve to have it.
So you still need about 1,500 turkeys to be able to meet the needs.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of turkeys. That just shows that there will be a lot of families with a different kind of Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, the need is still there. 1,500 is what we need, but we could do more than that. If we got more than that, we could put more out. What I thought about is when you are in the store and you're buying your turkey for your family, buy two turkeys and take one home and then maybe bring one to us, and we can get it to a family that can't afford to buy the turkey or make their Thanksgiving special too. You know, that would really help the community.
What a great idea! You can do that with several different kinds of food, but especially this kind of time of year for Thanksgiving and turkeys.
Special. Make it a little cheery because of this holiday season. People have enough time struggling during the year, and give them a little break. Make something different.
So that's a great thing to think about, Steve. That as you go and you plan your own Thanksgiving. Either double the number of turkeys you're going to get, or just with a lot of things, just go in and get two and bring some of that along, and then you'll be able to pass that out for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we see that a lot, or we used to see it a lot more. But a donor would come in and bring a complete meal. You know, they'd bring turkey and the potatoes, the stuffing,
vegetables.
You know, the vegetables, everything that goes along with the meal, and it would be like giving a whole Thanksgiving dinner to a family that's in need.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about, especially with the turkeys, a lot of times. Now you'd mentioned that senior citizens will come to you and ask for turkeys, and that's been a really hard thing for you to tell a lot of senior citizens we just don't have it.
And it's so nice when we used to give them turkeys after the holidays. Sometimes they stop by to tell us how many different types of meals they made out of one turkey and how much they were able to freeze, put away for later days. And all of that. It was the greatest thing for them. And our seniors, all of them, great cooks, I guess. Some of the things they tell us they made from turkeys made out of mouth-watering.
So, again, you're taking donations through Thanksgiving, at least, for turkeys. And a great idea when you go to buy your own turkey.
Yeah,
buy a second
easy
one.
Right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and at least 1,500 would be nice to have. Giant's going to give you 1,000.
1,000, yes.
And that'll help. But again, that won't stay around long.
Oh, no. They won't. How long? 1,000 turkeys you can put out?
Right. We can move 1,000 turkeys in less than a week. I mean, and really sometimes 2 to 3 days. This time of year, our agencies are, you know, just waiting for them to come. As soon as we, you know, send the email that we have them, they're there to get them to the tables that need them.
Well, we often hear, and for a lot of people, it's hard to understand, or you would think Stafford County, Spotsylvania, the city we're a fairly affluent area, but one of the things that's always surprising when you come in is, despite there being some this being an affluent area, you're helping a lot of people.
A lot of people. Let's for example, Stafford County is the richest county in our service area, and a matter of fact, it's one of the richest counties in the United States. I don't know, they're in top five or something like that. But then again, this is what we do for our richest county in our service area. Really interesting. We have 16 pantries serve Stafford County. And we have four USDA pantries besides the 16. Here we have 20 right there. We even got two pet assistance agencies because the pets got to eat too. They don't have money to buy food for themselves. People don't have anything to feed their pets with. And we have three mobile pantry sites we serve through them in Stafford County. And we have eight agencies on what we call Fresh Connection Program. They do direct pickup from the stores, donate us product. And then after school, we have after school snack program in 10 schools. And we have school pantry program. We have four schools hands out the boxes of food to the families. And Food for Life, which is our senior program. We have nine sites and, 1,600 households, would you say, Steve?
Yeah, roughly 1,600.
On the senior program.
On the Food for Life program, yes.
And this is our rich county. And what do you think happens with the rest of them?
I was just going to say.
Lower income.
You think of areas of Spotsylvania or Carolina.
Right.
Or areas, but just in Stafford, that's a staggering amount of number of people
exactly.
That are coming.
Just in Stafford County, so far this year, we put 565,000 pounds of food.
Wow. That just shows you the scope of need here,
exactly.
And that there are a lot of kids, there are a lot of senior citizens, there are a lot of people that are going hungry.
A lot of people, that's right. Yes, they all doing without. And especially Stafford County, you have all the new housing subdivisions and everything looks so nice, and even the government buildings and everything. Well, matter of fact, in every county we serve now, they all got new courthouses, new government buildings and everything.
Yeah.
It looks luxury.
Well, and this just shows you with those numbers, this is just a little snapshot of just how difficult it has gotten
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
The needs that you have. And this is why we spend a lot of these programs talking about the different needs of turkeys or food drives. Or doing things, because there are a lot of people, and you can't possibly get a lot of this food just on your own.
No, there's no way. And we doing they're doing food drives for us at Walmart's next four Sundays in November. We call Stuff the Truck. We hope to get some food from there so Steve can pass it out. So go around. He don't know which way to go sometime. He looks around the food warehouse and look at our shelves, and there's nothing to give out to our pantries. And he knows next morning he's going to try to get some orders together because we got that online ordering right now.
Boy, that's got to be tough at times, though, Steve, knowing when you go in and look around and just think the needs are greater than what we've got here.
Yeah, I'll try to keep, you know, a good eye on the inventory to know where, you know, what we need or what, you know, what we are trying to accomplish. And sometimes I'll look down the row and all our warehouse employees will look and we'll see and all the pallets are empty. And we're, you know, we know food drives are coming, but until then, you know, there's nothing in there to order. Is your system down or are you out of food? I've heard that question before. Well, we're out of food, but we're working on it. We're doing everything we can possible to stay stocked up. But when as soon as we get it, it goes out the door, which is what we want to do. The need just is always there.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Didn't ask at the beginning, how did you get, you've been at the food bank for a while now. I've seen you for a number of years. How did you end up at the food bank?
Well, I was in between jobs and, she had called and said that they were having an inspection and she needed somebody to work in the warehouse to help get ready for 6 weeks.
Yeah, that was a 6 weeks job.
Yeah, so I said, okay, yeah, for 6 weeks while I'm looking for other jobs, I'll come over and run the forklift and help you guys get ready.
Yeah.
Well, it's been about 9.5 years and I haven't left. So I really, when I first came in the door, I didn't know what I was walking into, but now, I know exactly what's going on and the mission is there. And so I just been there almost 10 years and never left. So 6 weeks lasted a little longer.
All our staff are.
Very similar stories.
They love their jobs. Yeah. And they love what they're doing. And they always said they have sad times because they couldn't do enough.
Yeah.
Know, that hurts them.
Well, and I know the it seems to me, Oya, the two times of the year that I see you the most concerned are in the summer when the kids get out of school, and you kind of have helped take care of that a little bit this year. We'll talk again about that program, but then also the holidays because you have just always wanted to see people in the community who wanted one to be able to have a turkey. And that's just gotten to be more than the food bank can do anymore. And now you're looking at this year needing about 1,500 turkeys for donations, at least 1,500.
That's going to put a smile on a lot of faces.
Yeah.
A lot of children, elderly families. It's so nice to be able to hand it to them.
So Steve mentioned, if you go get your own turkey, get a second turkey and bring it over to the food bank. Or you've also mentioned, Doy, always that... If someone wants to just give money, you're able to stretch that money farther than we can individually.
We get deals sometimes from Walmart and other stores. We kind of shop around and search. And if any way possible, the store managers can do something to help us by bringing prices down, they do that.
It is fredfood.org, the website, fredfood.org, 371-7666, if you want to call them up. The food bank over in the Lee Hill Industrial Park. Steve Carty and Oya Oliver here this morning. When we come back, we'll talk about some of these programs, the Food for Families, Club Kids, the Mobile Pantry, Food for Life, some of those programs that are helping people in the area and talk about how you can get involved. And we also have a number of there are a number of different opportunities to help out with the food bank, and we'll talk about those too. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Oya Oliver, the president and CEO of the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, is here this morning along with Steve Carty. He's the operations manager. Good reminders here of some of the needs of the food bank and how we can all get involved. Oya, you've got a number of programs that we always talk about, and it's always good to get updates on them. One of the ones that we probably don't spend enough time on talking about is the Food for Life program for the senior citizens.
That
you've in the past told me about the number of senior citizens that you help, and you always mention, but there's a whole lot more that we just aren't able to help. But there's really a need.
Oh, yes. Steve, controls that, runs that, and manages that, and first Saturday each month, that he packs the boxes for them? What's number you are?
Yeah, we're close to 1,700 now. 1,700 per month. We have a army of volunteers that come in the first Saturday of each month. We set up, me and the warehouse staff, we set up an assembly line, and it's like a production line, and it goes, the box goes down a conveyor mm-hmm. belt, and we pack each box and palletize them. And like Oye was saying, the number's up to around 1,700 now. And then throughout the month, we have the volunteers to come in and deliver them all over to the seniors all over Planning District 16. It's a great program. You know, the seniors, it's really, really feels good to help the seniors.
I bet. And but again, that number is just, it's a huge number for senior citizens.
We're buying food for that. We don't have donated food to
pack. So that's when you're buying for. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we have some. We to try and stretch out the purchase. We have some donated food we use, but there's a big purchase part of that program. Mm-hmm. We will buy basically an 18-wheeler of different types of food and stretch it for as far as we can stretch it for as many months as we can. So yeah, we do purchase for that program.
You mentioned just a second ago, Steve, about your kind of your warehouse staff. Do you have do you have needs for volunteers for that group?
Oh well, we have our website, and it's got a good volunteer section on fredfood.org. We're always needing volunteers. It takes so many sets of hands to make that program run on that first Saturday. So yeah, definitely always in need of volunteers.
And how about for distribution?
Right? Oh, and the distribution end of it, yes, we need to have people that volunteer their time to take the boxes to the seniors. So whether it be one box or two box mm-hmm. or 30, we could, you know, that's a very important part of it. Not only packing, but getting them out into the community.
Take care of the shut-in, the ones cannot able to.
Yeah, there, and we all, yeah, like I was saying there, we have several seniors that are shut-ins, and a shut-in, you know, being that they can't get out. So they
serve.
So we, yeah, so we have volunteers that go to their houses and, you know, bring the food in and basically, you know, bring it to their kitchen and table and set it there to help them out.
Wow. You don't like to think of that with just the number of senior citizens in this area that might be forgotten and have kind of fallen through the cracks.
We calculated before we could go over 3,000 seniors to serve. And, you know, if we had enough money, enough product, and enough volunteers, and we can pick up a lot more senior citizens having a hard time to eat right now.
Yeah. Well, and volunteers help in a number of ways, but to have volunteers, then you're able to direct money to be able to purchase food for programs like
definitely.
This.
Definitely. You know, their volunteer worth, what, $20 an hour to us.
Yeah, every volunteer hour has a monetary, you know, it's worth a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And so every hour that we don't have to have a paid employee doing a task,
extra.
That means that money can go to buy the next pallet of green beans or, you know, instead of, you know, labor costs.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep our overhead down.
The mobile pantry is something you've been doing for a couple of years. That still going strong, Steve?
Yeah, still going really strong. We go to several different sites. People come no matter what the weather. We have people that the sick, the elderly, can't make it all the way to the food bank or to food pantries. So we take our truck and get it closer to them at a central location. And, you know, they show up really early. There's long lines. It's a great program.
And it's really sad to see what they go through to get a little box of food to tie them until end of that month. Usually they run out of food around the third week of the month before they get their mm-hmm. social security check or they get food stamps or whatever help, you know, available for them. And they go, like Steve said, they stand in the weather, hot or cold. Disabled people with walkers and canes and wait 2-3 hours, don't they?
Yeah, they show up early and, you know, it's just...
They want to make sure they get some.
Yeah, it's sad and to see that, you know, it's that the need is that great. But they'll, you know, no matter what the weather, hot, cold, like you were saying, you know, rain, you name it. We run the program. The conditions have to be horrendous before we do not show up.
Yeah. Yeah. We've talked before because I've seen and heard about situations, especially churches in the area that will do pantries during the week, and and same thing, where people line up early.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I have talked before that in some ways, if you went and took pictures in black and white of people standing out in some of these places, you could show them and say that, that it could pass for what it was like in the pictures that we see from the Great Depression.
Yes, definitely. Looks exactly the same. I've seen some pictures from the food banks in California, different cities. I thought they were from the Depression time until we were told that there was a recent picture. They were in black and white. They did it for that reason, too.
Yeah, because you hear about so many people. Yeah. And when I've seen some cases, it looks the same.
Is
the pictures that we've seen. So again, another reminder of just what we're looking at. And I know we've talked before of where politicians like to talk about how things are getting better. And you've always just, have said.
I can't agree with you if I don't see it.
Yeah. And every time I'll say to you, are things getting better? And you've always, you come in with the graphs and the numbers and just say, if anything, it's getting worse.
Why is the demand growing if things are getting better?
Yeah. 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 And I'm sure you see the same thing, Steve, much as it goes in and out.
Yeah, we definitely, it's the demand is there. You hear, like you said, the politicians speaking, and it may be getting better, but the population that we deal with is still there.
It's hard for them people to see the concept unless they walk in those people's shoes.
Yeah. A couple other programs of the Food for Families and Club Kids.
Yes.
Those are both some programs you have for families and kids.
Yeah. Well, we have after school, which you call Club Kid, snack program. We have that in all the schools that we serve, in all the counties. And then Food for Families, that's food is pre-pack at the food bank, right?
Yes, we pre-pack those boxes.
Store at the schools. School administrators, they see who needs it, who should have it. They make the distribution. And that's a great program, too. It enables these families. They will not otherwise get food, or they might be even embarrassed to talk about it. Because I talked to a lady one time, and she said, I'm just coming from Food for Families pantry program. And I went through the box. I only took what my family will eat. Hmm. She took canned vegetables because that was the need they had for them. And see, it's so great. She thought it was the greatest thing. She'd probably be able to do them every month, help stretch her food budget dollars. And Club Kids After School Snack Program, we provide nutritious snacks and juices for the kids there after school hours. And of course, we did the summer feeding for the kids this year. It turned out great. We fed over 2,000 children.
Yeah, that was, we did a couple of shows on that, and just to hear about the organization, and I went over one day and saw just the assembly line of putting the lunches together.
Yes.
And it's quite an operation.
It is.
All of these programs that you run, Oya, that there's a lot of coordination, whether it's you or Steve or, overseeing
a lot of coordination the way we do it. And we like to put best quality we can possibly put in our service and distribution also. We want to treat the people with respect and dignity. And we don't want to feed them anything we would normally have it for ourselves or our families. And, because we figure everybody is equal. Just because you have money for food this month and might not have it next month, it could happen to any of us at any time.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's great about some of these food programs in the schools where, like you say, nobody has to know.
No.
And those kids take something home and it's not as though other kids are looking at it and saying, why do you have that?
Well, it's so tough on the kids, that kind of
stuff.
They will rather starve than do that. I worked in school systems before. Some kids go hungry all day long. They will not take a free lunch. They didn't want their friends to see that.
Boy, Steve, it's got to be at times tough, the things that you see and things you can't do and know that in. And you do. You know some of the stories and some of the people around here that are really struggling, and I'm sure you'd like to do more.
Yeah, you always want to do more. I've seen a lot of different things through the years that I've worked at the food bank. One of the ones that comes to mind is the seeing a family come for an emergency situation, and then, you know, after you look out in the parking lot and they're eating in the parking lot. You know, and that one, all that I've seen that, and that always kind of got me. It's like, wow, even seeing the kids in the car eating the food before it even gets home.
They open the canned food and eat out of it. I've seen the mother open cans of peas and corn and give it to backseat of the car, the children, with a spoon. They eat. They're hungry. They don't have time to wait till they get home.
Wow. And that's happening around here?
Yeah.
When we talk about the numbers, and when you talked about the number of pantries and the assistance programs in Stafford County, in every one of those situations, there are individual families and kids who need help.
That's right. It's so sad. We had a little girl one time come and she grabbed the bakery off the shelf. She was eating with the paper on it. She was so hungry, she wouldn't take time to take the paper off.
Well, yeah, Oliver is here. Steve Carty here from the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank. Fredfood.org, their website, 371-7666. A lot of events going on that were coming up in the next few weeks that we
on
can...
on our website.
Yeah, and we'll talk about some of those when we come back. We'll also talk about the turkeys program before we wrap it up this morning. More coming up as we wrap this up on Town Talk and News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Oh, yeah, Oliver, the president and CEO of the Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank here. Steve Carty, the operations manager of the food bank here. They're in the Lee Hill Industrial Park, 371-7666. If you want to call and talk to someone sometime about the food bank, or just go to fredfood.org. And the website has been redone. It's a terrific website that gives you all kinds of information. You've got a number of events or people that are getting involved in helping the food bank. One of the things that I think is a real interesting thing, on November the 9th, Stafford County, the high schools, their bands get together.
They're great.
I'm looking forward to doing that. I've never gone, but have heard from people who have and say it's a terrific thing. And people bring canned foods, and you've gotten a lot from that.
We get monetary donations, and we get a food drive. It's 3,000-4,000 pounds.
Yeah, definitely.
Food drive, and good bit of monetary donation. It helps us a lot.
So that'll
really
be
appreciate those kids.
Couple Monday nights from now, November the 9th, and this will be at Mountain View High School.
Yes,
is where that will take place, and all the Stafford County bands perform, and that's one thing. I know in November there's a hunger drive at the University of Mary Washington.
Yes, that's going on. The curbside food collection.
And just a number of organizations who are doing things, and if you want to just go and.
Now, this year, the TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Home Goods stores, I guess, I didn't know they were owned by the same people, and they're doing a fundraiser for us.
So go to the website and take a look at some of these, because there are a lot of things going on in the area. And one of the things, into next year, you're doing the construction again at the Spotsylvania Town Center, and that's...
That's a great thing. Gives us a lot of food.
It gives you a lot of food, and people are really clever with how they build things with cans.
It's getting better and bigger.
Yeah,
bigger and bigger every year. It's amazing some of the stuff that they're able to build with the canned food. It's just great. And then the end result is the donation, you know, and it goes to feed people. So it's really neat.
So are you one of the people, Steve, that has to get it from the town center back to the food bank?
That's an interesting situation, because they build in the middle of the mall all down through the aisles.
Yeah.
So we have to bring pallet jacks and pallets in at the end of the event. So the mall's still open. There's shoppers everywhere, and we're rolling food through the mall on pallets and shrink wrapping. And Costco, they donated their dock for us so we could use. So it's a little interesting doing that, you know, amongst all the other activity.
It makes the kids happy.
But you know, but it's a great event, gotten bigger every year. We enjoy it, and it also goes to help the community.
One of the things we talked about this, I think, the last time, why that you're trying to get some funds to replace a dock. And Steve, you deal with that with trucks coming in, and we're saying that there really is a need to repair one and get another one.
Yeah,
that's whole enough.
Yeah, the dock is literally separating from the building. The walls are from so many years of use. It's literally, you can see there's cracks. And actually, we could use two. So what we're doing is trying to get that one replaced, maybe even demolished and replaced, where we could work two trucks at the same time. Because right now with the
it
one
will
dock,
help a lot.
It would save so much time and be so much more efficient.
Yeah.
You know. So yes, we definitely could use our dock needs replacing.
Be safe. Yes.
Yeah, and for safety also.
Yeah. So that's something. If someone wants to come over and take a look at it and maybe give a donation for
and
that.
We need the help repair with the parking lot too.
Parking lot's another thing. I know that you've got some holes there, and it's
bad holes.
You've got trucks going in and cars going in and out every day, just about, and it's starting
to
wear down.
Getting bigger and bigger.
So there's the parking lot situation, and also the dock at the food bank. Again, you're getting 1,000 turkeys from Giant, but unfortunately that doesn't come close to the turkeys you need for the holidays.
Yeah, it might cover almost 1/3 of what we're trying to do.
So 1,500 to 2,000 turkeys, and you're looking to, the food bank's not able to buy turkeys, and that's, you're looking for donations.
Yes, because we're not able to buy them this year. Plus, they're very, very expensive. Very expensive.
And Steve, you had a good idea.
Yeah. Like I was earlier saying,
was good.
When you're in the store and you're shopping for your holiday meal, double everything. You know, buy two turkeys and buy two boxes of or bags of potatoes, or and you know, throughout the whole meal, and drop one Thanksgiving meal off at the food bank, and we'll get it to a family that needs it, and then take your food, your meal home to your family.
People used to do that.
Yeah, that would certainly help a great deal.
And to do something like that, and to sit around on Thanksgiving and know that your turkey, the second turkey that you bought, someone else in the community is able to
eat. Yeah, when you're at your table, having your meal, you know the thought and the good feeling in your heart to know that you've provided for a family that, you know, another family's having a meal.
Well, we are out of time. Oye Oliver and Steve Carty, thank you so much.
We thank you so much
for coming in.
Thank you.
And again, the especially the turkey drive going on right now. 1,500 to 2,000 turkeys needed by the food bank. Oye, Steve, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
That is it for Town Talk. See you next time on News Talk 1230.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.